From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me. This week, we'll dive deep into Bear McCreary's BAFTA award-winning soundtrack to God of War. This 2018 game is the latest entry in a series of visceral action titles that began in 2005. While previous God of War games were set in a version of Greek mythology, this one broke with tradition and turned to the Norse myths. And helping bring to life the gods, goddesses, and beasts of this setting is a powerful, sumptuously layered score recorded with impressive orchestral and vocal forces. Yet it's not without tender moments, too. Underneath all the grand impact and scale is a vivid emotional life that draws the player in. Let's begin by meeting the super powerful demigod hero of the series, Kratos, whose musical motif drives mightily through this title track.
Thank you.
crushing blows of the title track from Bear McCreary's epic score to God of War. We're taking an in-depth look at this soundtrack this week on Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. By the way, you might have been wondering what language you were hearing sung in that track. It's Old Norse. A language consultant actually translated chorus texts from the game's writers into this tongue, which was once spoken by the ancient Vikings. This is just one of many elements in this soundtrack which help draw us into the Norse mythological setting. This next piece is built upon the mournful mother theme, the musical theme of hero Kratos' wife, Fay, who has recently died. Though she never appears in the story, her presence is felt deeply throughout the score as Kratos and their son, Atreus, journey together.
Thank you.
an achingly beautiful theme from God of War. That track was called Ashes. Vocalist Ivar Palsdottir featured there. It's music by Bear McCreary. You're listening to Gameplay, and I'm Keith Brown, thrilled to have you with me. Next up, we'll change the energy with music for a tense fight. On one side, mighty Kratos with his young son Atreus, together facing the incessantly taunting Magni and Modi, sons of the thunder god Thor. It's a tricky battle, and the shifting, irregular meter of the music almost makes you feel off balance. Then, a little comic relief. The sounds of a Renaissance minstrel band perfectly capture the spirit of traveling companion Mimir, who's... well, there's no other way to say it. He's a quirky, joking, severed head. Let's meet them all now. Thank you. Music for Mimir, the ever-witty, storytelling severed head who travels with Kratos and Atreus on their journey. And before that, the theme for a fight with Thor's sons, Magni and Modi. This is Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. This week, we're immersing ourselves in Bear McCreary's epic original soundtrack for the 2018 game God of War. The sheer scope of this score's production is an impressive example of the blockbuster-level resources that are often put behind the video game scores of today. McCreary's work was recorded over dozens of sessions in Iceland, Germany, the Czech Republic, the UK, as well as LA and Nashville in the US. The results were ultimately over 6 hours of original music to give every moment of gameplay some serious impact. That's music from God of War, a video game score that won the Best Music BAFTA Award in 2019, composed by Bear McCreary. I'm Keith Brown, overjoyed to be your host and guide for Gameplay. By the way, McCreary is also a prolific composer of film and TV scores. He's written for films like 2019's Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and for series like Outlander and The Walking Dead. In our next track from God of War, we meet the giants, who are given appropriately mythic scale with a huge sound that begins the piece. This epic blast you're about to hear is made up of layers of alpine horns, shofars, deep bells, and chimes, digitally manipulated to sound deeper in pitch and more massive. Stonemason is the name of that track by Bear McCreary from God of War, built upon his musical theme for the Giants from the game. This is Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. Bear McCreary's process for creating this soundtrack involved immersing himself deeply in Norse mythology and folklore, and his wide choice of instruments helped him to paint a vivid musical picture of this magical world and its characters. The score features Nordic folk instruments like the Nuckelharpa, and Hardanger fiddle. And in this next piece, he chose the Baroque predecessor of the cello, the viola da gamba, to play the theme of the mysterious Witch of the Woods. Listen also for the sound colors of wooden percussion instruments and Celtic harps, which McCreary used to reflect the witch's deep ties to nature in her music. So much mystery and danger in that theme for the Witch of the Woods from Bear McCreary's richly textured music for God of War. Thanks so much for joining me for Gameplay this week. I'm Keith Brown, and next up is a track with an unstoppable driving energy called Deliverance. I mentioned before that we were going to hear some Nordic folk instruments, and they're employed in this piece to introduce a character known at first only as the Stranger. I'll just say that there's much more to him than meets the eye, and he'll eventually become the main enemy of the story. The Stranger's dodgy, live theme jumps quickly between harmonies, and is first heard played by a Hardanger fiddle, along with Nuckelharpa and hammered dulcimers, soon building to the full orchestra and chorus. Thank you. That track is called Deliverance, composed by Bear McCreary. From Interlochen Public Radio, you are listening to Gameplay, as we take an in-depth look this week at the original soundtrack to the 2018 video game title God of War. Earlier on this week's show, we heard the amazing voice of Faroese singer Ivar Palsdottir. She's a highly versatile artist whose career has seen her perform in genres like jazz, 21st century opera, pop, and folk. Here's one of her hit songs, Trotlabunden, which means spellbound. In the God of War soundtrack, she sings appearances of the mother theme, the musical motif of young Atreus's mother, who has recently died. Here is Ivar again, featured in a track called Memories of Mother. We heard vocalist Ivar there as soloist in Memories of Mother, a track from God of War. I'm Keith Brown, thrilled to be your guide for gameplay, and hope you're enjoying this week's ride through this amazing soundtrack by Bear McCreary. The chorus has a major role in this score, as we've been hearing, helping flesh out the game's story through the beautiful Old Norse text. Several world-class choirs combined forces for this soundtrack, including the City of Prague Philharmonic Chorus, London Voices, and the Skóla Cantorum of Iceland. The composer actually traveled to Iceland to record that ensemble, as their native Icelandic is the closest modern tongue to Old Norse. Let's have a few more tracks now from God of War. First is The Healing, a piece for which several important themes are woven together. And then the chorus takes the lead in Helheim, the dark, cold world of the dead. Helheim, named for the dark, misty underworld in Norse mythology, and before that, The Healing, more of Bear McCreary's musical world-building from his score for God of War. Thank you so much for listening. I have one more piece from this soundtrack for you this week on Gameplay, a powerful track called Salvation. From the score to the viscerally intense action game God of War, that was Salvation. I hope you've enjoyed this week's look at the original soundtrack composed by Bear McCreary. What an artistic and technical achievement it is. By the way, when Sony made the decision to unveil this game as a surprise at the massive trade event known as E3 in 2016, they did it in an unusual but highly effective way at their press conference. There were no visuals from the game or speeches ahead of time. The orchestra tuned, the composer gave the downbeat, and the music alone announced to the fans that Kratos had returned. It was a really incredible moment, and you can watch it for yourself on video at the link on this episode's show page. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kuller for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long. Until our next adventure.